Hey, Unorthodox Jukebox drops December 11th, fresh off his hosting and performance of Saturday Night Live, Bruno Mars in studio on the Ralphie Show. Mr. Mars, you know, you came up, Bruno, as a producer and a songwriter with the Smeezingtons, and then, of course, you know, we know you now as an artist, but then you do this whole acting thing, and you do it pretty well over the weekend, so congratulations on that.
Oh, thanks.
Is this a one-off, or do you view this as like a launching pad for something else now?
Yeah, this is my launching pad. I'm out of the music business, and me and Tom Hanks are doing a movie. No, man. Music is my thing, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I leave the acting to the pros. You know, hopefully, maybe one day if something really comes up that I think that I have to do, then and it happens organically, then maybe. But that was more for looking fear in the eye, you know?
And when they ask you to host Saturday Night Live, you can't say no.
You really can't. That, like I said, man, you know, it's I've never done anything like that before. If I can do that, you know, maybe I can do this, and I can do this. So when they asked, why they asked, I have no idea.
But it worked out very well.
It worked out pretty fun. It was fun as hell.
Absolutely. Bruno Mars here on The Ralphie Show. We had a brief encounter back in 2010 after the VMAs. You did the tribute to Amy Winehouse.
That's right.
One of the highlights of the night.
Thank you.
We were both on a red-eye flight back from L.A. to Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Now, you sleep on the plane, you get up, and I know when I'm done sleeping off a red-eye flight, the last thing I want to do is talk to anyone. Like, I'm a hot mess, like, my breath's bad, like, this, that, and the third. I'll never forget, Bruno, I'm walking off the plane, and there's a flight attendant that's trying to take a photo of you.
Oh,
and
you were on that flight?
I was on that, and the coolest thing was you were telling her no in the coolest way possible. Like, you were so polite and very professional about it. Obviously, she was being very unprofessional.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, having a skill like that, it's got to come with time and with experience, like that happening over and over, right?
I remember that flight. I tell everyone that story. This girl was so rude to me. She was so mean to me the whole entire flight.
She was bugging you the entire time, because you were up in first class, obviously,
yeah,
so I couldn't see.
She was so mean. I don't know what it was. I don't know why she didn't like me, but she was just mean. I think someone tipped her off and said, hey, that's the singer guy. And all of a sudden, her attitude changed. And, you know, she wanted a picture at the end of the flight, which, of course, when everyone's standing up. It's a little difficult because, you know, once you take one picture, that kind of opens the floodgates
right
to anyone that's ever wanted to take a picture. And when you're in a capsule, like an airplane, it can get a little dangerous. So I'm trying to explain that to this girl. Like, you know what, if I start taking pictures right now, it might get a little, you know, you might have to work harder. And she didn't get it.
Bruno, your new bio, hot off the presses here. I got it in my hand, and I'm reading through it, and it says,
I didn't even read it.
I'm going through the end. Well, here, I'll read this last part to you.
Okay.
Following SNL, Mars has a rigorous fall schedule lined up to promote Unorthodox Jukebox, both stateside and abroad, including a performance on the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Mr. Mars, what is so rigorous about the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show? I'd love to hear this one.
Life is hard, huh, Ralphie? Yeah, we got asked to do that. That's going to be fun.
All right, Unorthodox Jukebox comes out December 11th, Mr. Bruno Mars.
Hey.
Thank you for the time, buddy.
Thanks, Ralphie.